Mitt Romney says America's very poor are taken care of.
I'm in this race because I care about Americans. I'm not concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there. If it needs a repair, I'll fix it.
But can we care for the poor without caring about them? It's February 2nd, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, John.
Mitt.
Yeah.
What will we do about Mitt Romney?
We're going to talk more about Mitt's case of silver foot and mouth disease and whether or not he assumes too much when he says the poor are taken care of. But there was a very big tech IPO yesterday. You may have heard about it. Our listeners certainly did.
What happens with Facebook? The vision gets lost in the need to satisfy the shareholders.
Give your comments about Facebook and the papers they filed yesterday or anything else at 8778-MY-TAKE. But now let's check in on our headlines.
We begin at the Pentagon. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says he hopes U.S. troops in Afghanistan can end their combat role by as early as middle of next year. That's 18 months before the NATO mission in the country is due to end. Speaking on his way to a NATO summit, Leon Panetta said the U.S. hopes to make the switch over to a role that's focused on training and supporting Afghan forces in the country. Emergency meetings are underway in Egypt after a riot at a soccer match left at least 74 people dead. Supporters of the local team from Port Said, Al Masri, are accused of attacking fans from a rival team from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Speaking to our partner, the BBC, Hanan Zanini, who works for the Cairo team, says the violence was planned.
It's a sad day. Our fans pay their lives to defend our players. It's a sad day for sport. And I cannot believe that these things happened randomly. I don't think so. It was arranged. I think it was arranged.
The Muslim Brotherhood, the biggest party in parliament in Egypt, says Egypt's military rulers had failed to provide security because it was in their interests to cause chaos and prevent the peaceful transfer of power.
There are reports of progress being made to end the deadlock at the UN Security Council over an Arab peace plan for Syria. The latest draft of a resolution drops a call by Arab states for President Assad to transfer power to a deputy. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Susan Rice says she's hopeful a compromise can be reached soon.
Today's discussions were conducted in a constructive, roll-up-your-sleeves manner. And if that can continue, then there's a possibility that we'll reach agreement. But there's no certainty.
Overnight, Russia's deputy foreign minister said hopes of an early resolution seemed unlikely. Washington is likely to become the seventh state to legalize gay marriage. The state Senate passed a bill to legalize same-sex marriage, and the state House is expected to follow suit as early as next week, and the governor supports that measure.
On the anniversary of its founding, social networking site Facebook has finally launched its plan to sell shares in the company for the first time publicly. It's the biggest ever flotation by an internet business. An IPO is expected sometime in April or May. They're asking for $5 billion worth of shares. They have $3.9 billion of cash on hand. Analysts expect the valuation of the company could be as high as $75 to $100 billion, though, when the shares finally reach the market. Some sad news from the world of boxing. Coach Angelo Dundee has died at the age of 90. He trained 15 world champions, but is best known for his work with Muhammad Ali, helping him to become the first to win the heavyweight title three times.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets are up. Europe is mixed. Futures are up right now. The Dow will start at 12,716, the S&P at 1,324, the NASDAQ at 2,848. So let's go back to what could have been a gaffe on Mitt Romney's part, saying he's not concerned about the very poor. To be fair, he also said he's not concerned about the very rich either. We're going to be talking about the poor, though, and whether or not his assumption that the poor are taken care of by a social safety net in the United States is actually a true assumption. And we want to get you involved in this conversation. Were you ever in a position where you used the social safety net? Did you bounce back? Did that safety net keep you afloat? Did you get stuck? Did you fall through the holes in the net? Tell us about what it's like if you've ever had any experience with living below the poverty line. Give us your story at 8778-MY-TAKE, and we're going to talk more in just a moment.